Yes, that message. I'm dictating patient's name is Robert Veek, V-E-I-K, Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T. Date of birth is 5/11/1934. Date of service is 6/9/2026. Mr. Veek is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He stated that he has some swelling of his lower extremities. He is gained some significant weight, also had some puffiness of his hands. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He does have some shortness of breath with any exertion. He denies any complaints of any orthopnea or PND. He denies any other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HE and T examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart resonance 2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Pulse sounds were positive. Extremities 2 plus splitting edema, both lower extremities. Impression, number 1, bilateral lower extremity swelling. Next, congestive heart failure, diastolic dysfunction. Next, history of dysphagia. Next, esophageal stricture. Next, COPD. Next, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. Next, coronary artery disease, status post-CABG. Next, hypertension. Next, history of atrial fibrillation. Next, chronic anemia. Next, DJD. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about his symptoms. We'll continue on the Bumex. Advise him to avoid any salty food. We'll keep his legs elevated. We'll add listener pills, 2.5 milligrams. Also, we'll continue other medications. We'll repeat his labs. We'll monitor his progress. We'll follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Claudia O'Green, O-G-R-E-E-N, Claudia, C-L-A-U-D-I-A. Date of birth is 9/14/1952. Date of service. Yes. 6/4/2026. Ms. O'Green is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She states that she's doing okay. She does complain of occasional burning with her urination. She had a urinalysis done. We did suggest some white blood cells. The cultures have been negative. She denies any complaints of chest pain. She denies any shortness of breath. Denies any palpitations. Denies any complaints of any nausea, no vomiting, any diarrhea. No other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HEENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart resonance 2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number 1. History of recurrent UTI. Next, type 2 diabetes mellitus. Next, morbid obesity. Next, history of CHF. Next, COPD. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, anxiety disorder. Next, history of major depressive disorder. Next, DJD. Next, history of left adnexal cyst. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. Her urinalysis was suggestive. She is having some symptoms in view of her history of frequent UTIs. We'll treat it with antibiotics. We'll continue other medications. She was started on Cipro, which will be continued. Will complete the course. Will have a repeat your analysis in 3 weeks' time. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient is Laurel Kilcawley, K-I-L-C-A-W-L-E-Y, Laurel, L-A-U-R-E-L, date of birth is 9/29/1949, date of service is 6/9/2026, Ms. Kilcawley is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She complains of being tired. She otherwise had been feeling better. She denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations. She states that she's eating somewhat better, has been working with physical therapy. She denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, no abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, no other complaints. On examination, germline clearance was normal, HEENT exam normal, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, heart SNS2 was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, bowel sounds were positive, extremities, minimal edema, right lower extremities. Impression number one. Generalized fatigue. Next, status post pelvic surgery / hysterectomy, self injectomy, and bilateral oophorectomy. History of rectocele repair and enterocele repair, hypertension, next Parkinson's disease, metabolic encephalopathy. Next, history of chronic kidney disease. Next, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Next, DJD. Next, anxiety. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. We'll check blood count, CBC, CMP, and TSH. She was encouraged to drink enough fluids, continue other medications, eat better, monitor fluid intake. We'll continue other medications. Continue to work with physical and occupational therapy. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient is Robert Goin, G-O-U-I-N, Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T. Date of birth is 3/19/1936. Date of service is 6/9/2026. Mr. Goin is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He states that he's doing the same. He's denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath, denies any palpitations. His wound was looked at and seems to have some drainage. He has been on antibiotic. Wound cultures were done. He denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath, no palpitations, no abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HEENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities and mild edema, both lower extremities. Bilateral wound on big toes with drainage of pussy fluid. Impression number one, bilateral lower extremity wound / ulcer, next osteomyelitis, next type 2 diabetes mellitus, next diabetic neuropathy, next history of congestive heart failure, next history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next hypothyroidism, next morbid obesity, next DJD. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about his symptoms and discuss with him about sending him to the hospital. He does not want to do that. He wants to try it here. We'll switch his antibiotics to Augmentin, 875 milligrams twice a day. Cultures were reviewed, and we'll continue with the wound care. I've also recommended that we set him up with a wound clinic appointment, continue with the dressing changes with saline, and monitor his progress. We'll continue other medications. We'll monitor his progress. We'll follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he will let the nurses know or call the office. Also, lab would be ordered, period. Next patient is Alice Geroux, G-E-R-O-U-X, Alice, A-L-I-C-E. Date of birth is 2/7/1941. Date of service is 6/9/2026. Miss Jiro is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She said that she's doing...
Hey, Nark, ciao. How are you doing?
I'm... She said that she's doing well. She didn't have any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath. Didn't have any palpitations. She does get anxious at times. She denies any other symptoms or complaints. Overall, has been working with physical therapy. No other complaints. Her pain has been under good control. She's not having any pain and has not required any pain medications. On examination, general clearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. It was up. No lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation or else no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. All sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema impression. Right hip fracture. Status post right hip hemiarthroplasty. Next, anemia. Next, anxiety. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, osteoporosis. Next, DJD. Tree implant. Discuss patient about her symptoms. Will continue current medications. Continue to work with PTOT. Will check labs. Continue other medications. Will monitor her progress. Will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. End of dictation.